paper that we stuck up there to keep the light out.
Have you seen, I thought that's what that was, but it isn't, is it? Have you seen these things that are on rollers that you can just sort of pull down?
Curtain.
Is that, oh, you call that a curtain too?
Yeah.
Okay. Boy. Okay. Let's see. What do you call a little room off the bedroom that you hang your clothes up in?
You mean closet?
Okay, yeah. If you didn't have a built-in closet to hang your clothes in, what would you have?
Just a clothes rack.
Would that be an enclosed kind of thing, or would that be just out in the wall, or?
Well, they generally have them. They have them like that with a curtain around them. Curtain around them, you know?
Oh, I see. On a little bar or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Did you ever have one of those?
I've had a little of everything. I guess I have.
What do you call the room at the top of the house, just under the roof?
What?
What do you call that space at the top of the house, just under the roof?
The eave of the house, you mean?
Well, I mean, like, sometimes you can crawl around up in there, and sometimes you can stand up.
Attic.
Okay. Sometimes, off the kitchen, there's a little room where you can store canned goods and pots and pans.
Pantry.
Okay.
Also, there's a smokehouse out there where you can store meat and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Did you all did y'all actually smoke the stuff out there? Or just store it?
My daddy could fix it. He's the first guy, I think, first one I ever heard of, knew how to fix hamburgers.
No kidding.
And what I'm in seasoning them.
Uh-huh.
He can season them, boy.
Just right, huh?
I tell you what, I've seen him kill eyes 9 hogs and grind them all up in sausage,
mm-hmm.
much as he could, and hitch up a team and go to all the neighbors and give them some. He was proud of his sausage.
Boy, that sounds good. What all did he put in it? Do you have any idea?
Well, I don't know what he put in. Sage, one thing. Seasoning.
Uh-huh.
And he knew how to season it. And anytime he heard about Webb's having a hog killing, they'd look for a visit.
Big people coming from miles around, huh?
And, he'd take it to them.
No kidding.
Yeah.
That's great.
Old man has always been a good neighbor.
Yeah.
They used to do the same thing when he's in Arkansas before he come to Texas.
Uh-huh.
So.
Uh-huh. You know that kind of, I don't know what you call it, that outside covering kind of that you put sausage, that's around sausage? What do you use for that? Do you have any idea?
Casement?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
But what do you use for it?
Back in them days, they used hog guts.
No kidding.
That's right.
No kidding. I've heard people doing that, and I wanted to.
That's right.
Mad.
That's right.
Was it good?
It's all right.
Yeah.
You have some every once in a while now.
No kidding. Yeah.
But it's mostly another kind of a thin cake. Let's see, what did they bring in? A thin canvas, you might say.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know how to make it. I eat stuff and I love it, but I don't know what's in it, you know.
I think that's our trouble today, is the food we eat. You know that?
You may be right.
And they put chemicals in there and dope it up so you take meat and spoil them. You know, I'll tell you who's pretty good about that are Greeks.
They
know how to season it.
Yeah.
So you can't tell it.
So you can't tell us anything wrong.
They ain't gonna miss no sale.
Uh-huh. Let's see. What would you call a bunch of old worthless stuff that you're about to throw away?